Hello and welcome to Finance Rules, Eigenberger & Weiner's radio show on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, your host. With tax season upon us, here's a question to ask yourself. How tax smart are you about your healthcare expenses? According to financial advisor Wade Brittingham, health savings accounts and flexible savings accounts may be two great ways to lower your tax bill with Uncle Sam this year and every year going forward. Plus, you might be able to save out-of-pocket money on healthcare expenses. So welcome to the show, Wade. We're excited to hear more about this.
Thanks for having me, Hope. I'm excited to be here.
So, all right, tell us the basics. What is a health savings account and what is a flexible spending account?
Okay, so health savings accounts, let's start with those accounts first. So health savings accounts are available through your employer benefits. It is a pre-tax account that you're going to get through work, and it allows you to put away money in a health savings account every 2 weeks from your paycheck and use those funds for out-of-pocket medical expenses going forward. In addition, money that you put into this account can actually be used for retirement if you get to retirement and you haven't used all of the money that you've been able to save in a health savings account through your career. So it's you don't lose any of the money. It's a great, has a lot of huge tax benefits, great tax benefits, and it's a great way to lower your taxable income every year.
That does sound great. And a flexible savings account, what's that all about?
Okay, so flexible spending accounts are a little bit different. They still offer big tax advantages, but they work in a slightly different way. There are several types of flexible spending accounts. I'm not going to get into all the different types that they have. The most common one is used for medical savings or out-of-pocket medical expenses. These allow you to do the same thing that you did in a health savings account, except your money is not as flexible as rolling forward every year. So basically with this account, there's some restrictions. You really have to use this money on an annual basis, so you don't want to put too much money into this account because you will not be able to roll it 100% of it forward every single year. You only get to roll over $500 per year if you don't use the funds during the calendar year for out-of-pocket medical expenses.
So what are the tax benefits to these two?
The two big tax benefits are pre-tax contributions. So what does that mean? That means that every 2 weeks when you get paid, this money is taken out of your paycheck prior to Uncle Sam taxing it. So you save, 20 to 30% on the front end there from your taxes, depending on what tax bracket you're in. And then the money when it comes out is 100% tax free for qualified medical expenses. So two big savings there. One on the front when you make the contributions, and then one when you withdraw the money to use that for out-of-pocket medical expenses.
So how do these work when you go to pay for your expenses?
It's actually a lot easier than it used to be. Nowadays, after you open one of these accounts, you'll be issued a Visa, typically a Visa debit card for a health savings account or a flexible spending account. Once you have access to that Visa debit card, you activate it. You only use that for copays or out-of-pocket qualified medical expenses, and the money comes directly out of the account that you've set up with your human resources department.
Yeah, that does sound pretty easy. So I don't have one of these. Do a lot of people have them? And if not, why don't more people have these kind of accounts?
The information's a little confusing. Number one, there's a lot of details inside these accounts. There's multiple types of accounts. So the information can be confusing and a little bit intimidating. Number two, there's only a 30-day window once a year during your open enrollment at your employer or with your human resources department where you can open one of these accounts. If you get busy or you take a vacation and you miss open enrollment, whenever that happens to occur at your place of employment, you're not going to be able to do it after that. Number three, I think the flexible spending accounts, because they started off being a use it or lose it type of an account, got a bad reputation. And the medical savings accounts in general suffered from the flexible spending account getting a bad rap when it first started.
Yeah, I think that that's sort of what stuck in my mind as well. So, you know, because that whole use it or lose it thing, well, I don't know how much I'm going to end up spending. My family, knock wood, is healthy. And, you know, is this where I want to put this extra money? Because I don't want to forfeit it. So, but now you're saying that things have gotten a little easier and more logical for the end user. So it's something that we should definitely be looking back into.
Yes, absolutely. So if whether you're healthy or you have ongoing medical issues, either one of these accounts will fit perfectly for a healthy individual or a healthy family or someone that does have ongoing health issues or a chronic illness. Our general guidelines are that if you're healthy, you want to be looking at the health savings account because you can roll that money forward every year if you don't use it. If you're sick or you have an ongoing illness, you want to be looking at a flexible spending account.
Those are great guidelines. So you said that if you work for a company, you can talk to the HR department and they can give you information. What if you're an entrepreneur?
If you're an entrepreneur, you can open one of these accounts too. It's a little bit more complicated because you're doing it on your own. You're going to have to do it through a third party and fill out, you know, the paperwork is going to be a little challenging, but you can still do this, and you just need to talk to whoever handles your billing and all of your employer benefits that you have at your small business.
Very good. Well, excellent information and very timely now that with tax season right here upon us. Thank you so much for your time and insights, Wade.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me today.
So you are listening to Finance Rules, Eigenberger & Weiner's monthly radio show on the Incandescent Radio Network. For more information, log on to their website, www.ebwllc.com. And for details about what Wade was talking about, you can log on to their monthly newsletter, Eigenberger & Weiner's ebwfinancenews.com. We look forward to talking to you next month with another interesting and important financial tip. So we'll talk to you soon and have a great day. Happy tax season.